Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Yes, Stefan Unbrock from WMO. WMO stands for World Meteorological Organization, and usually when I speak, I'm a hydrologist there, director for hydrology, and MP. It's the World Meteorological Organization. What are you doing in water? You know, and that was, but if you look at our letterhead, it's actually weather, climate, and water, and also other environmental issues, including oceans. So it's not only the weather, the meteorology, which is the majority of the work we're doing, but it actually also the climate gets a lot of attention and the linkages to water. When it comes to the climate, I think at WMO, when you speak publicly, it's often bad news. You know, every year the organization published the State of the Climate Report, and in the last years it was always bad news. It was negative records on temperature records yet again every year, warmer and warmer, severe droughts, sea ice has been retreating, and you know, at unobserved extent, you know, and I could continue with the rapidly melting glaciers, etc., etc. Some said earlier, including the Madame Chair, that they don't like reporting, but we do these things, and we believe it's very important to do this reporting because the climate is changing so rapidly. So therefore, we believe to keep continuously to take stock and to really report that back is an important part. 2 years ago, we then also started with the State of the Climate as State of the Water report, where we in a similar way, we not only look at the state of the climate, but we also analyze what is the hydrological situation of last year. And also there, unfortunately, we had to share a lot of bad news. You know, we had a couple of years which were drier in a row. We are now working on a 2023 report, which will be an interesting one because we had the shift from a La Nina situation to an El Nino situation, which has even bringing more temperature records. And that how that translates then to the hydrological dynamics will be very interesting and important to report on. These are some of the work we are doing. With that background, we studied with a lot of interest the UNC work program, what you are discussing these days, and we were very happy to see quite a number of parts. In particular, I found quite interesting your outcome too on monitoring assessment, because we're very busy with data monitoring, hydrological data monitoring. WMO is the custodian of hydrological data, so everything with data observations, monitoring networks, data management, data sharing, but also modeling and forecasting systems is our bread and butter, as the Germans say. And so we are working on that, and very much we're pleased to see that monitoring and standardized assessments in transboundary situations is part of the work program. Also IWRM in a changing climate, which links very well to the work WMO is doing. We also liked very much the integrated thinking, all that is in the program about the SIRS source to sea thinking, the transboundary approaches across sectors and across countries, and ecosystems approach, really focusing on systems, is kind of a fits very well. And what WMO brings to the table is then the data modeling and forecasting side of the biophysical aspects we are dealing with. Colleagues, let me close this short intervention with just mentioning a few areas of direct cooperation. I think stressed again our willingness to do. Earlier today, my colleague Niklas Franke was actually speaking on the UN Water Task Force, on where we're very heavily working at the moment on the water footprint of climate change mitigation actions, like the transition to more green energy production, and that actually needs a lot of water. And in a nutshell, probably Sonja and Niklas said that earlier today, that we don't have enough water to do all this. You know, the climate policies are not often very well integrated with the water policy. So therefore, more integrated thinking is really necessary. So that's one aspect of collaboration. Other activities include the WEFE Nexus, the Water Energy Food Ecosystem Nexus, where UNECA has been working on, I don't know, for how many years now, and a lot of very valuable experiences from the countries. And in our WEFE guidelines, on which we are working on, hopefully publishing together with UNECA, we really hope to build on these case studies and provide guidance to the hydrometeorological services that we serve. The IWRM Help Desk was established last year with the Congress, where we work with GWP, UNECA, and others. Formerly, it was only focusing on floods and droughts, but now it's really on IWRM. It's in the Help Desk, which countries find quite useful, and we receive a lot of demands for supporting countries in setting right policies and making decisions. Finally, which we started recently, it's the transboundary flood risk management guidelines, which we embarked on recently, and we really hope that UNEC will help us putting that together, really focusing on flood risks and management of the flood risks. So we would be delighted to strengthen that collaboration. Good. Partnership is always, you know, what you want to see. 1 + 1 should be more than 2. And I really feel with speaking today about UNEC and WMO, we really feel there's a lot of scope for doing that. Thank you.